producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to give me a call at any particular time that works for you, 855-993-7569, although we respectfully suggest, with apparently not a whole lot of success, that you call before the last 2 minutes of any particular hour, because it just means that we just don't have a whole lot of time to give you, or we have to hold you over. And either of which, I mean, if we hold you over, we can do that, but it's very likely going to make you feel a little uncomfortable because you're going to be on hold for a little bit beyond. And second of all, sometimes we just run out of time. I mean, sometimes it's the end of the hour, and so we give you a homework assignment, but you're probably going to be happier, we're probably going to be happier if you just call a little earlier in the program, right? 855-993-7569, which is 855-993-7569. It's also Dr. Joy. All righty. So, so as I mentioned, for the last week and a half, I've been co-hosting Doug Steffen's Good Day Show, which has been great fun. Although I'm going to be really glad to sleep in next week. But so some of them are doing the paleo diet, and so they're always talking about what they can eat, and they can't eat any dairy and no processed food and whatever. And somebody pointed out that it is in fact National Cheeseburger Day. Are you a cheeseburger fan, Manny?
Absolutely. Although I've had to cut back on how many I've consumed. I don't eat as many.
Is it because you're getting older? Is it because of cholesterol? Is it because of health? What's it because of?
It's a little bit of everything. There's nothing specific that's wrong with me right now. I think I'm just becoming
aware.
More conscious of. Yeah. Yeah. Just the. Gotta look out for the old colon once you get past 30, you know?
Oh, you are just such a silver-tongued devil.
Gotta be a little more conscious of that stuff.
There you go. All right. We'll just call you the colon guy. Right? Whatever I think of you now. No, maybe I won't do that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, so there you go. All right, it is National Cheeseburger Day. So, once a year you can have a cheeseburger.
Well, I have them a little more often than that.
All right, fair enough. I probably haven't had a cheeseburger. Of course, part of it is I don't eat meat. I've had do you do things like bacon cheeseburgers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason why I've cut down, because equally as bad, yeah.
Well, turkey bacon, but nobody but me likes turkey bacon. It turns out the one I used to eat bacon, which was far long ago, I liked it kind of when it was just barely past the salmonella stage. Or I'm not sure turkey is salmonella. I think turkey is, it's a parasite. It's not salmonella. It's trichinosis. Bacon's trichinosis. Thank you. I know you'd appreciate that. But I used to like it when it was kind of just a little curly. But turkey bacon, if you cook it to a fairly well, if you cook it to sort of hardtack, it's much tastier. It doesn't taste very good if you cook it like you would just sort of medium bacon. But if you overcook it, it's okay. So there you go. I now am passing along all these helpful hints for you if you want to be a little healthier than you thought you were going to be. All right? And clearly, many more people are worrying a lot more about their heart, their cholesterol, their joints. Do you take glucosamine, anything of those kind of things?
No.
No? Too young still. I don't know. A lot of people I know take glucosamine just for joints. Just because you didn't play any sports, so you have to worry about joints, huh?
No, I mean I played baseball in seventh grade, basketball my freshman year of high school, but that was about it.
You're probably okay. Non-contact, yeah.
Yeah.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Trevor, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Doing well, Trevor. How am I going to help you today?
Good. Just want to say I'm a long-time listener. listened to you for years, and I'd like to say thank you for all your help, because I think you've helped me become a better person and seeing life differently.
Well, Trevor, that's probably the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me, so thank you a bunch for that. I appreciate it.
Trillion,
I'm happy today. Okay.
Well, I'm currently engaged with my girlfriend. We've been dating for 8 years, and I would like to know how to have a better relationship with her based on our personality differences.
Okay. How old are you, Trev?
I'm 40. We'll be 49 next week.
Happy birthday next week. How old's the girlfriend?
Thank you. 46.
The two of you live together?
Yes, we start. Yeah, now we are.
Were both of you single when you met?
Yes, we were.
Well, that's good. So you do live together. Do you have any plans? Does she want to get married? Do you want to get married? What's the M word? Does that have any resonance with the two of you or not?
Yeah, we want to get married. We're engaged.
How long you been engaged?
Year and a half.
So what's holding up the ceremony, the wedding?
Well, we were looking to buy a place. The thing is, she's throughout the differences in our life, she's been living with her mother all her life. So this is like going to be her first time out of her on her own.
So she's never lived on her own at all?
Never lived on her own. And I think that's part of
the problem. That's a good point. So tell me how that resonates in your relationship. Where does the problem come for the fact that she's never lived alone?
I think it's just our life experiences. Like I said, I've been listening to you for years. And sometimes I believe that maybe I wonder if I made the right decision on her. Because let me tell you, she's a sweet person, beautiful person. But I just think her lack of enthusiasm of life and doing things is very, very limited.
Now you're talking about something. You're talking about something a little different. You're talking let's start with the basics. All right.
Okay.
You tell me she's sweet.
Yes.
Have you ever been married, Trevor, or not?
Yes, a long time ago, like almost 15, 16 years ago before I married.
Okay. Do you have kids?
No.
Okay, so you had how long did your marriage last?
About short, a year, year and a half.
Okay. So you basically, and so most of your life you've lived, when did you leave your parents' house? 18, 19, something like that?
No, 25.
Okay, so you stayed at home a long time too, and you're now you're 49. So that's basically about half your life you've been living on your own. You were married for a year,
mm-hmm.
So you and she's obviously never been married. She still lives with mom.
All right.
So you
I don't think that she's ever dated. I think I'm her real boyfriend. I think she only dated one-on-one date, didn't work out, and that was it.
All right. I hear that she has led a somewhat of a life in a cocoon, but that doesn't necessarily translate into lack of enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Do you think she's depressed?
No. It's just that, she has enthusiasm, but you know what I look at her as? Maybe this is what attracted me to her. You know, the way it looks like when I met her, I was transferred to an office. We met at work.
Okay.
So the way I look at it is this, we had that in common. We met at work. Became friends. She helped me adjust to the new position and stuff. I was like, man, this is a smart woman, attractive woman,
and everything.
So we had that in common. And then on top of that, we had the same kind of lifestyle in common.
Okay.
The only difference is she lives with her mother all her life. She just has her mother, but she's one of four sisters. I'm an only child, but I have my mother that I'm taking care of as well.
Okay.
So we kind of had that.
All right, so tell me where the problems lie.
I think the problems lie when we stopped working together, okay? When I went to, I got transferred, she changed jobs, now we're not working under the same roof, or, you know, now outside of that, we don't have anything in common because,
to
talk about and stuff like that.
Fair enough. All right. So tell me if you were going to, I'm going to give you my magic wand to use over this break and come back. Tell me some things that you think both of you might enjoy doing that neither of you are doing now. All right. So let's look at that. All right. Be back to you in just a second. 855-93. 888-787-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in the area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, that's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Trevor, who, Trevor, it sounds like there are a bunch of issues going on here, with all due respect. The first is whether, it sounds to me that you're having, one of the reasons that the two of you are not married to each other is you're not sure at this moment. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, and what you're saying is that when you, the two of you met, you had a lot in common, and now you don't have so much in common. It sounds like that living together is also, it's always stressful that you've, it sounds like you've lived by yourself for the majority of your adult life, and she's never lived by herself, so it's going to be an adjustment for both of you. So what kinds of things would both of you, can you imagine that both of you might enjoy doing together?
Well, one of the difference between us now is I'm a social person. I'm an active person. Outside of work, I have friends that I go, I golf, I fish, I hang out. I got buddies and with their families. I got, you know, I grew up. I do okay. things outside of just working. I live life.
Do you have any friends in common?
No. She doesn't have any friends. And I'm trying to be fair here.
Okay. All right. So wait. I got it. All right. So let's go back to the original question. What kinds of things? This can't be something, at least initially, that you already do that you're just piggybacking her on, because you'll be impatient with her. She'll feel like you can, you know, that isn't where we're going to start. I want to start with something the two of you might enjoy doing together that neither of you done before, that you both might enjoy.
Okay, there was one thing she brought up that I never did before. She had mentioned, I want to try tennis and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I was like,
okay.
I never did tennis either. So I was like, fine. Now,
okay.
I said, fine, let's go, let's do it. So we went and did it one time. We both were not good at it, of course, because we never did it before.
Right.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
But once we do it and she realized she's not getting it or she's not doing good at it, neither am I, even though I know I'm more active. I will pick it up.
All right. So I got it.
Discouraged.
All right. So let's, fair enough. So let's figure out something that the two of you may not be quite so frustrating. Are both of you, are you interested, for example, in art or in travel or in cooking or in history or?
She loves to cook.
Okay. So what if we took a cooking course together? Well, maybe, you know, I don't want it to be something, the problem is that she's already cooking, so maybe that's not the place to start. But maybe it's a place to start, for example, to do Chinese cooking or something that she's not very familiar with. Because what I don't want, although, to be quite honest, if we're going to tilt the scales, let's tilt them toward her. Because you're telling me that you'll try anything, she's going to be a little more reluctant. So if we're going to, so cooking may not be a bad place to start, but I wouldn't start with regular cooking because she's going to say, I already know how to do that, or you just want me to make more meals. And what you can present it as is, how about if we took a cooking course in French cooking together, or Chinese cooking, or vegetarian cooking, or something. We'll take a course together, and then maybe we can alter, we can cook together. So that would give you something to do together. So let's put that on a possible list. What's the highest level of education you've achieved, and what's the highest level she's achieved?
High school graduate. She's got a degree.
Okay. So maybe taking a course together is, again, going to tilt a little bit in her favor, but not a whole lot necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Take a course in money management or European history or history of art. Something, go get, and this is a great time of year to do it, go get the community college catalog or adult education. You can usually do them very inexpensively, sometimes for free, and take a course together. Look, because I think at this moment, a couple of things. If it wasn't going to be so disruptive, and maybe it's something to talk about of saying, listen, you've never lived apart from your mom, and going directly from your mom's house to my house, what if we, does she have, she obviously has a job, you've been at work. How would she feel about taking an apartment for 6 months just to experience living on her own and see if she likes that better? Because you don't want her to view you as an escape from her mother's house or as an alternative to her mother. No, I hear. I hear. I got it. So,
because it does seem like, I'm sorry, because I do feel like, and I don't want this feeling, I do feel like I'm in control of everything.
Yeah,
everything
I got it.
Everything we do, I have to make the decision.
I know.
And I don't
All right. I got it. So here's a combination of things. The first thing is let's find some things to do together. Because what you don't want her to do, if you start, Trevor, with the idea of, I think you should live on your own before we get married, she's going to think you're dumping her. And it sounds like you're not, or at least you're not at this moment. So the first thing I would do is say, let's figure out this fall, let's take some classes together. Let's get a catalog. You pick one class, I'll pick one class. Okay? But let me. I'm whispering in your ear, Trevor. When you pick your class, tilt it a little bit towards something that you think she might like or be good at, because your enthusiasm will carry you through. All right. So that's number. So let's find a class together. You pick one. I'll pick one. Let's do it in the next week so we don't miss registration. All right. That's number one. Number two. I think once you've got that model, as she picked, and you can say, wow, you did such a terrific job of picking a class. Let's divide up the cooking chores or something, that I'll cook three nights a week, you cook three nights a week. This week I'll plan our social life, you plan it next week. So that you're beginning, and then I think saying to her at some point, look, I love you dearly, don't say that yet, because one of several things will happen with this new sort of scenario. Well, it's doing things because you're going to be out doing more, she's going to pick things. You'll either find things that you like to do in common, and it will be really fun, and it'll reignite your relationship, or it won't. If it won't, then I think both of you need to look seriously at, you know, whatever we saw in each other 7 years ago or 8 years ago, you know, we're both great. We're not in for the long term. But give it a try first. How is your sex life, incidentally?
It's good.
Okay.
I feel like I said, it seems like when it comes to stuff like that, or when it comes to cooking, and, you know, she will initiate, you know, stuff like that. But it's just when it comes to socializing, dealing with.
Well, but she may be less of an extrovert than you are. And that's okay. It's just that she needs to figure out, you need to feel like you're not the daddy, that you're not taking care of her all the time.
Exactly, and I don't want that, right.
Well, but that's one thing. You pick a class, she picks a class. And she says, no, no, you have to pick them. You're better at this. Say, no, look, it gets exhausting for me. I don't want to be your dad. I want to be your mate. I want to be your partner.
Right.
Okay? So let's try this first. And then let's not necessarily even broach the living separately at this moment, because it may be that that your relationship will just be so reinvigorated that you're going to fall back in love with each other. Or it's going to be obvious that you really like each other, but this is not the stuff of a marriage. And you don't know at this moment, but give it a try. And I think finding some things to do in common and splitting up the responsibilities of finding those things will give you a whole lot more information than you have right now.
Yeah, she also told me, I learned something. She said she likes to read a lot. And so
that's
recommended.
Fine.
Right, and I recommended are you with a book club and stuff like that? I don't want to do
well,
all
but,
that.
Or maybe doing it together to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
Maybe doing a great books club is a great idea. All right? So give it a try. Give it a month or so, and call me back if you need to, and then we'll sort through the next step. But I think you're on a good path. Let's see what goes on, all right?
Okay, great.
All right, Trevor. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible.
Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WholeTones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do today and any day. And even when we're not here, you can leave a message. But it's better when we're here because then you don't have to leave a message. You can just talk with me. Ralph, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy, always great speaking to you. This is my, once every 6 months I run something by you, and here I am. Donald Trump, and you're great. And by the way, the conversations that we've had, I've gained so much from them. I mean, I really enjoy them. The big deal Donald Trump has us all bamboozled. This is my opinion. I think with his bold statements and all of his, and you forgive me, I'm outdoors here, all of his bold statements and all of his insults, it struck a chord. It's so strange how this has become such a phenomenon. I'm just wondering, what is the psychology behind just making broad um, st- statements, just being as bold and as insulting as possible. But yet, every time this happens, the polls go up in his favor. What is behind that, Dr. Joy? What do you see?
All right, I see three things. Number one, you hear me all the time talk about, I think the Internet has become a launching pad for every nasty insult, every bullying instinct, every perverse notion that any human being, and all of us have them, it's just to what extent, but it's become a breeding ground for it because there have been a bunch of studies that show when you're sitting in front of a blank screen, your inhibitions drop. So I think number one is kind of the Internet culture, which is say anything, be as ugly as you want. And I really think it is damaging to our society and to our individual psyches. All right, so that's number one. I think number two, that Donald Trump has become a lightning rod for people's disaffectation with politicians. I think we all feel like no matter which party you're on, throw them all out, start all over again. They're all in business to make money. They don't care about us, that democracy is no longer, it's for sale. And I think that Donald Trump's emergence and prominence at this moment is partially a result of that, of just being so angry with politicians in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the third is kind of a frustration at political correctness, of saying that people have become so careful, and we know that politicians and public figures do polls before they make statements to find out how they're going to play. And Donald doesn't have, I think, I was going to say, I don't think there's any censoring device between, I don't think he has a censoring device, but I think it's probably slightly more, I'm probably a bit more cynical than that. I think Donald does things specifically for the response. But the opposite response, do I think he has any intention of being president? You know, it's I've always said I don't, because I don't think he would take the pay cut, and I don't think he wants to work that hard. But I'll tell you what I think is happening, which is, I guess, a fourth factor, is I think this whole thing was a joke when he started. I mean, this is the second time, as you know, he's run, and he pulled out before. And I think it's a way of increasing the audience for his TV shows and for his own personal brand, so when he writes a book or speaking engagements, all these kinds of things. But I do think that there's some phenomenon that occurs where no matter how outlandish the thought at the beginning, at some point people think, well, maybe. And I think that's happening to him to a certain extent. I still don't think that he'll be the candidate, and I don't think he really cares particularly about running. But so I think that it's those four factors. Number one, the negativity of the Internet, which has just given rise to people doing and saying horrible things. And it just become, if you can do it while you're typing, you can also do it. It'll bleed over. It'll tinge other areas of your life. Second of all, the disaffectation with politics in general and politicians particularly, the disaffectation, or the frustration about political correctness and people sort of saying what they think will work. And fourth is, I think, Donald's own, I think it's not only Donald, I think to anybody. I think that probably all of us have done something that we thought was going to be a joke that all of a sudden wasn't so funny and was working, and we think, huh, maybe. And I think that's happening to a certain extent.
Well, you know, Dr. Joy, this thing has snowballed so enormously. I mean, I think you're absolutely on point there. When he started this, he said, well, this is great for my brand. You know, I'll make Trump even bigger, you know, because he wants to put his name firmly on everything. And I think right now, but the thing is, I'm thinking about how, you know, his credo, making the country great again. Well, what he's done is, I guarantee if I were to call you September next year, he'd be nowhere to be found. And he'll leave the country
that.
Yeah, he'll leave the country in a lurch, and then we spent so much time on sound bites and insults that we haven't gotten to the core of what the real problems are, and then he'll be out the door, and then we're stuck with, you know, when it comes down to it, I'm going to ask you something you don't have to answer, but who would you venture to guess would be the two from both political parties come November 2016? Who would be left standing?
You know what? It's not that I'm. You know, nervous about answering the question. It's, you know, if you'd asked me this 6 months ago, I probably would have said, you know, Jeb Bush maybe and Hillary. But I mean, I think unfortunately, I think Hillary's great, independent. I'm a registered independent, so. But I think Hillary is great. But I'm watching her campaign kind of fizzle again, as it did a couple of years ago. So I don't know. In terms of the Republicans, if I were a Republican right now, and there are 228 people, I think, at last time I checked, registered to be
pretty much
for the for the Republican nomination. That watching that second debate was stomach churning for me. I believe in the two-party system, heart and soul, independent of which party. I wish that they would stop taking pot shots at each other and try to figure out compromises and be intelligent and look for solutions, which may or may not happen. But independent of that, I do think democracy needs a two-party system. And what I was watching was a whole bunch of people sort of applying to be stand-up comedians on a bad Saturday Night Live sketch, that there was almost no discussion of issues, and there are huge issues that are facing our country, our world, our economy, our morality, our spirituality, and we're sort of taking pot shots at each other about how somebody looks or what the latest insult is or whether they have enough energy or whether they smoke pot. And I'm saying, ye gods, folks, we've got some serious issues here. Could you guys stop sort of doing this for a moment and somebody say, could we talk about the country? And to say that the country should be great again, I don't even know what that means. I think it is a great country.
This is the platitude. And when you have 16 people, whatever it was, up there and four at the kiddie table, what they call the kiddie table, is that really a debate? To me, a debate
is a display,
you know, it's some kind of a strange.
I think it was a dog and pony show at best.
That's it, pretty much.
With different dogs
pretty
and different
much.
Ponies. But, I mean, I think there's some real issues. But I do think that Donald Trump will be remembered. I think there's a possibility that at this country we are at a watershed moment for politics of people saying the old stuff doesn't work anymore, that we have to have campaign reform, we have to have term limits, we have to have limits on lobbying and campaign spending. And I think that Donald Trump, if nothing else, if he was willing to do that, see, what I'd like to do is grab him and say, could you get off the birthing thing, for heaven's sakes? I mean, it's over. It's done.
He's been president for two terms. Every once in a while, when he gets the chance, Dr. Joy, he brings it up still. I mean, you're talking years after.
We can put him
in his place as much as we want here on the telephone, but every day, in every way, he's gaining supporters. And that's what, you know, the dumbing down of America
I think he has an issue that if we could sort of convince him of, would be fantastic, of campaign reform, of a sort of saying making democracy democratic again, making the Republican. The other thing, as I said, I'm very concerned about is, and I think my friends who are Republicans are very concerned about it, is he single-handedly dooming the Republican Party. And we need a two-party system. We really do. And so I would really love for him to either step up to the plate and talk about substantive issues without bumper sticker statements that have no reality, to sort of say, look, I don't really want to be president, but for you guys who do, let's talk about how to make the presidency better. Let's talk about how to make representative government representative. Let's talk. I'm a rich guy. Let's talk about me. What about people who are poor who have good ideas? Or what about, you know, I'm not going to be influenced by a lobbyist other than myself. So, how do we decrease the government for sale? And I think he does have an important function. And it's really interesting to me that there, exactly as you say, he has become the divisive factor in that people either feel, as you know, and we discovered this 2 months ago when I said in the program, what do we do about the Donalds? And half people said, shave his head and ignore him. And the others said, he's going to be president, you know, let's elect him. And it was almost an even, a 50-50 split. And
here's my dilemma, Dr. Chair. Here's my one dilemma. I'm a libertarian at heart, and the guy Rand Paul is the closest to my ideology. And but the messenger, he just has no charisma in my mind. And you know, usually the charismatic dude actually wins the game.
You got it.
That's what Trump is proving right now, I think.
We'll talk in September. Well, 6 months is a little earlier than that. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was in a word delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A bunch of movies coming out this weekend. So you don't necessarily have to take notes. You can go to drjoy.com and check them out. But let me see if I can get through a bunch of them. First of all, Everest, which I liked a lot. It's in IMAX. It's in 3D. I'm not crazy about 3D, to be quite honest. However, this is a movie to see in 3D. It's based on the John Krakauer movie into in the book, and then the movie as well that was Into Thin Air. And it has to do with the fateful time in 1996 where a whole bunch, I think there were 20 different groups that were trying to climb Everest on May 10th. This one stars Jason Clarke, and it also has Josh Brolin in it, Emily Watson, Keira Knightley. It's a terrific movie, and I knew how it was going to end because I'd seen Into Thin Air, and you're still on the edge of the seats. And what the first time you see Everest in 3D, it literally blows your socks off. I mean, I really thought it was a tense, well done, scary, good movie. I don't know how well it's going to do, to be quite honest, but I thought it was amazing. I was really, and I knew what was going to happen, so, which is not my favorite way to go into a movie. Black Mass has gotten a huge amount of publicity. Johnny Depp, based on the true story of, James Bulger, who's known as Whitey. This has got a fantastic cast. It's got Johnny Depp, then people are talking to Oscar. I don't know, it's a little early to tell about Oscar. Benedict Cumberbatch plays his brother. Now, you have to remember that Whitey was the biggest criminal in Boston. His brother was president of the state senate and is now chancellor at UMass. So Joel Edgerton plays John Conley, who was the FBI agent, who was his friend with whom he grew up. Kevin Bacon plays in the FBI as well. And there's everybody in this. It's a terrific. Adam Scott is in it. A whole bunch of actors that you'll recognize. My problem with this is that, first of all, it's long. It's over 2 hours. And there are a whole bunch of stories. I mean, how does one brother turn out to be the most powerful good guy and one turn out to be the most powerful bad guy? We don't look at that story. How does an FBI agent get corrupted? We don't really look at that. There was a documentary that came out last year called United States versus James Bulger, which was shorter and I thought better in terms of looking at the psychology of this guy who, by all accounts, was charming, and a psychopath. This one, unfortunately, by trying to be inclusive, I think there's no tension in it. I mean, it's very violent. You don't really care very much about anybody. And you sort of start watching your watch, which is not a good idea. Johnny Depp is terrific at being scary and charming all at the same time. But I think Johnny Depp is scary and charming at the same time. Sicario is going to be a little movie that maybe can. It's actually a very good movie with Emily Blunt, Josh Brolin, Benicio del Toro. Josh Brolin, it's a Josh Brolin film festival. Basically, she's an FBI agent, and the idea is we're looking at the drug war between the U.S. and Mexico. And you talk about a cynical movie. This one is. But it's very well done. There's scenes that are shot that make you feel like you're on the raid. They're shot with night vision, and it's a very good film that's very tense. I guess that's what was missing, really, in Black Mass. There's no tension. You don't really care. It's just who's going to whack this time, and how much is he going to threaten them, and how bloody is it going to be? Captive is a movie that has Kate Mara as a woman who is held hostage by David Oyelowo, who played Martin Luther King in Selma. And he's always magnetic to watch. It's apparently a real-life ordeal. There's some problems I had with the movie, but David is terrific. Pawn Sacrifice is a great story, but it's about chess. So if you love chess, you're going to love this movie. I like the movie because I like watching Tobey Maguire play Bobby Fischer. My problem with this, if there's a problem, is it's a little slow because it's a cerebral game. It's a cerebral movie. Liev Schreiber plays Boris Spassky. Liev Schreiber is also coming up in a terrific movie that will be out in a couple weeks called Spotlight, where he plays the new editor of the Boston Globe. Peter Sarsgaard is in this. Peter Sarsgaard is also in Black Mass. I mean, everybody's in Black Mass except me. Bobby Fischer had some serious emotional problems, but if you love chess, you're going to love this movie. And it was an interesting time in American history where we really felt like beating the Russians at chess was a really important thing to do. And I'm not going to tell you whether we did or not, except if you know history, you know. However, with all these great movies, the movie that will probably be the number one movie this week is Maze Runner: The Scorched Trials, which is a YA young adult movie. Maze Runner did pretty well. This one, a lot of people think, is better. Not my kind of movie, but I would probably send you to... I thought Everest was terrific. Sicario is very good. Pawn Sacrifice, again. So in order, I'd probably send you... Someone said, well, what if I could stay and watch all three movies this weekend? They're long, so you're probably going to have to do a little bit of aerobics in between time. But I'd probably choose Everest first, probably Sicario second, maybe Pawn Sacrifice third, and Black Mass fourth. So more details at drjoy.com. It's finally getting to be the time of year where some really good movies are coming out. And as I said, a bunch of these will hold their own. I don't know how they're going to do at the box office. But as I said, I think Maze Runner will probably be number one, which is not tragic, but it just sort of follows along in the summer kind of trash tradition a little bit more than I would really like. Black Mass, we'll see. I think I was really disappointed in it. I really wanted more. And terrific cast. They just really didn't go anywhere. So, or at least in terms of keeping you involved and interested. All right, as I said, more details at drjoy.com. Are you going to go to the movies this weekend? Manny, you're not that much of a moviegoer, are you?
I am. I just, with my
You're working
schedule,
all the time.
Yeah, I just don't have a whole lot of time. So.
Did you see they're going to put the tickets for Star Wars on online 2.5 months before it opens.
Oh, goodness.
And they say that'll probably sell out.
Oh, so. I'm sure it will. Yeah, that will not surprise me at all if it does.
Yeah, well, we have that to look forward to. A lot of Christmas movies. There's Charlie Brown Christmas movie coming out. There are a Tom Hanks movie coming out. We got a whole bunch of movies coming out. And finally, after Labor Day, and basically, to be quite honest, after the Jewish holidays, the good movies start rolling in. So this weekend is better than most. I mean, there's some crummy movies. As someone said, thank goodness the summer is over so we can actually go to a movie again that's not terrible. So this week is the week that kind of changes everything. So you'll have to tell me. You guys can call and tell me on Monday which movies you liked. And we should have a, Joy, what were you thinking kind of section. Although most of you, when you're feeling that, call me up and say, what were you thinking? I hated this movie. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.